Off the Ball Rugby.
James won't be forgotten. His influence and his impact on this current squad over the last 9 seasons is immense and will continue on. But there'll be another James Lowe somewhere down the track.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
I think we can go back to Gary Murphy. Gary, come on in.
Adrian, how are you?
You sounded much better. Fog delay, all good. We blame the gremlins on that one. Fog delay, but we've had a lot of golf. Up and down, I think, is fair enough to say on Rory McIlroy's part. But overall, good and share the lead.
Overall, very good. I think he'll be very disappointed with, you know, to bogey the last 2 holes and finish on 1 when he got to 3. Will just irk him a little bit, but he'll be absolutely thrilled to break par. I think if he could keep that mantra for 4 days, he's going to be very difficult to beat because the course just looks absolutely savage. Not sure why you'd want to be a member there, to be honest, but it's an amazing test of golf.
He's bogeyed the last, is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, he just bogeyed 18, yeah. Bad, kind of messy bogey. He missed the green left and had a tough up and down and hit a good shot to Ben Fee, but missed it. So he's back to 1 under, but still a great start.
What are you seeing from him overall? Like, I mean, it's a pretty, looking at the scorecard, because I haven't seen a whole pile of golf today with the World Cup on and various other bits and pieces. It's a fairly classic looking Rory McIlroy card. What are you seeing behind that?
I'm very controlled. I think I was trying to work the course out. I basically think that you need, you know, because sometimes you look at these majors and, you know, a certain facet of your game is going to work for someone, but you're going to need anything tee to green, around the greens, and there's going to be so many chances where you got to, momentum is going to be huge. You're going to have so many 10, 12, 15 footers for pars to keep around going. He did that very well, even just before he had his eagle, which they said in commentary was his first in 9 years at a US Open. So it gives you an idea how hard these courses are some of the time. And I just thought he did really well, but I'd say furious with his finish the last 2 holes.
Yeah.
Because at one stage, you know, he was given Scheffler 6 shots. You know, there's lots of different names up there, but these kind of heavyweights are looking around at the end of an evening to see where, you know, the other alpha is, basically. So just to give 2 back coming in. But, and that's, I guess, the way the tournament's going to play out. There's going to have to be a bucket load of amazing golf and a lot of resilience as well. But I thought he looked really good. It helped. He was in a spectacular 3 ball with Fleetwood and Aberg. Aberg finished 1. I think Tommy, I had to turn it off as I was trying to get my laptop working, but I think Tommy might have finished 2. So, or no, Tommy was even, I think. So, you know, for them to be 2 under par as a 3 ball, I'd say that'll be the best 3 ball of the day, perhaps.
Talk to us. I want to talk to you a bit more about that resilience that you mentioned and temperament, which has obviously been a big discussion point in golf over the last couple of weeks. But just one last one on Rory first, and it relates to that specifically. The fact that he closed with a couple of bogeys, I'm trying to spin a positive out of that, which is generally easy to do with a player like Rory McIlroy.
It is. He looked, you know, he looked very controlled. He got unlucky on the 8th hole, his 17th. He hit a, you know, they're playing in the 20, 25 mile an hour wind, so he had a fabulous shot in. He just, sometimes you flush it that much, it went through the wind and it left him a really nasty lie at the back of the green. On an 18, or a 9 rather, his 18th, there's a huge elevation change and he came off. He was over the shot ready to rock and he came off it, so probably a little bit of a gust or a bit of indecision, one of those, and he missed it left, which was a poor shot by his standards. So he'll be just frustrated, I think, you know, which happened, which is not a bad emotion because he did a lot of really good stuff and he would have taken 1 under par all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's just like every other golfer, you know, it's, how did you go? I shot level par, but I 3 par this and that. So, But he's too mature and wise for that, and I think he'd be thrilled with the start.
So a misread of the conditions, but he wasn't lashing the caddy out of it, Gary, is what you're saying?
No, the caddy, Harry, had an easy time.
Talk to us then, lead us into that one nicely. Obviously, temperament, given the delays that were expected and have now happened, given the fast nature of the greens, the possibility in a tournament of this pressure, obviously things going wrong, Like maybe temperament is the most important. Resilience, you called it earlier on. How important is that? I mean, I'm talking about Scotty Scheffler here particularly, but with that in mind, you know, how important is that, and who has the edge in that context?
I just think over the course of the 4 days, it's going to be exhausting for these guys. If you think you've got the best players on the planet and two under par is leading, and there's only, you know, literally a handful of people under par, you know, because some are under par and they've only played the first or second hole, but, you know, of the people finished, there's only three people under par. Right. So that gives you an idea of how difficult it is. So you're basically on edge for 4 days. You know, your nerves are frayed. Experience is going to be a huge factor, but also ability, because you're going to have to be able to hit all the shots and deal. The bizarre thing about this tournament is you're going to be playing incredibly well, and yet the strife literally around the corner. So trying to manage those emotions. So your kind of winners are the season campaigners who've been there and done it, and then you might get someone confident and talented enough, and most importantly, naive enough to just go ahead and do it. You know, Ben James, that kid who was leading after two rounds last week in Canada in his first professional start, standout amateur. As we all know, these amateur guys are coming through and they're ready to play. He's 1 under through 16, you know, so he probably thinks this is just, you know, this is fun golf type of thing. But I do fancy the Europeans, really, if the conditions stay, because it's very linksy. It's unlike what the American guys would be used to, except at an Open Championship. So I think it's going to be fascinating 4 days. I really do. And I can't wait to see Shane this evening and DeChambeau as well, to see how he manages himself in these conditions.
Yeah, he's out soon enough, I think. Double champion, obviously. Although not been a good year for him at the majors. Temperament, resilience. Scotty Scheffler, 3 over par with 2 to play. He's going to need all of the above. Clearly not out of it, but a shaky start for him.
A shaky start, and he put the ball in the fairway, so he's going to be very frustrated with his day, because his iron play hasn't been up to scratch at all. And he's hung in there very well. You know, if he gets in the house at 3 over, I don't think he'll be too despondent. He'll try go out and find a little fix for his iron play, because it hasn't been what it normally is. But it's not a slow start. You know, if you're going to, you're probably looking at, if conditions stay as they are, under par can win this thing. So obviously the journey from +3 is a little more difficult, but it's still, if that's going to be his bad round, I think he'd be more than happy with it. But he's just not he's not really at the moment in the same vein of form as he was this time last year, you know, especially around Port Rush time.
Yeah. You mentioned Lowry, and he's out soon enough. Really tough run for him. Seems very down on himself particularly. Obviously, all of that will have to end at some point. And I guess to end, it has to be a win, perhaps. Does the US Open feel like an unlikely off-ramp for him in that way, Gary? Or where do you think he's at this week?
I think the fact that the week is, you just cannot have that ability to get ahead of yourself this week. So, you know, if there's one tournament where, and you hear them saying it all the time, and it is true, but it's just hard to do, it really is one shot at a time, because there's just disaster around the corner. If you lose the run of yourself or lose focus at all. So maybe it's not a bad week for Shane to go, you know, I really have no idea what's going to happen on the next hole, never mind tomorrow. And it might help him narrow the focus a little bit. He's got previous in this tournament. He's got to dwell back on that. He's had Neil Manship by his side this week, who's famous for getting Shane in the right headspace to go play and do his thing. But I think the test will suit him, because you're going to need, you know, a huge amount of artistry around here, and he has that in abundance. And I'm just hoping he can have a massive week this week and get back on the horse, and because Birkdale will be tailor-made for him too. And you know, there's a big summer ahead for Lowry. He's got to put it in the box, what's happened earlier in the year. And he's just in a bit of a lull. Hopefully this is the week where he comes out of it.
Enjoy the golf, Gary. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks a lot, Gary Murphy on the line there. On day one of the US Open, so much golf to come, so much coverage to come of the golf here and Off the Ball over the next few days, and so much more to come on Off the Ball this evening after these.
Off the Ball, daily.